And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Here at UL Lafayette, continuing education classes are being offered. Used to be called the potpourri courses, but there is potpourri involved, including a wide variety of arts and language classes, also professional development classes and classes in computers and technology. For more information, you can call the continuing education office or go to their website, ce.louisiana.edu. The Lafayette Theater Group, The Riveters, continues its run of Michael Jacobs' play, Cheaters. This weekend, it will run tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30, and on Sunday the 20th at 3 o'clock at Cité des Arts. In Lake Charles, you can see Tuesdays with Maury at ACTS, A-C-T-S. It will run the 18th through the 20th at the theater. Carolyn Woosley is guest director. For tickets or information about the play, their website is actstheater.com or call their office at 337-433-ACTS. And the Skyliners Big Band will open their new season with a dance this Saturday at the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center in Lafayette. This 20-piece jazz orchestra has been preserving and presenting dance band music for Lafayette and the entire community since 1950. They're a great dance band, and they hope that you will join them. All ages are welcome. You can buy individual tickets, couple tickets, group tickets, or you can buy season's tickets as well this Saturday, 7:30 at the Petroleum Club. That's 111 Hyman Boulevard in the Oil Center. If you'd like more information about the band or the series, you can call them at 337-234-2133. In New Iberia this weekend at the A&E Gallery, a midwinter poetry night will take place on Saturday the 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. The evening will feature Louisiana's poet laureate Julie Kane, as well as two local poets, Claire Martin and Diane Moore. And then afterwards, all area poets are welcome to read during the open mic time. There will be an opening at the Hilliard University Art Museum this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. The exhibits will include John Buck, C'est Magnifique, a collection of works by John Buck, who is an internationally known sculptor, woodcarver, and printmaker. He will be in Gallery A, and then a folk art collection from the permanent collection of the Hilliard that will be available. They've acquired quite a collection of folk art in the permanent collection, so this is our opportunity to see that. And then a collection called Gumbo that will be opening as well. That's this Saturday, open to everyone from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Hilliard University Art Museum. For more information, their website is museum.louisiana.edu. PASA presents A Night at the Moulin Rouge on January 23rd. That will be at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. The Royal Winnipeg Ballet will be performing Moulin Rouge, the ballet. For ticket information or information about the performance, PASA's website is pasaonline.org. They are also on Facebook. Cinema on the Bayou will premiere Sushi and Sauce Piquant, which is by Pat Meir. There will be a sneak preview of that film on Wednesday, January 23rd at the ACA in downtown Lafayette. For more information or tickets, you can get those either through cinemaonthebayou.com, which is their website, or Acadiana Center for the Arts, or At the Door. That's next Wednesday, and we'll be speaking with Pat Meir and Rebecca Hudsmith next week about that series. It is the 8th annual Cinema on the Bayou. The Gateway Brass, which is the brass ensemble of the U.S. Air Force Band of the West, will give a free concert on January 24th in Lake Charles on the McNeese campus in the Sherman Fine Arts Performing Arts Center. And Edward Albee's play At Home at the Zoo will be presented at Theater 810 next week, January 25th and 26th at 7:30, and on the 27th at 2 o'clock. The play is directed by Cooper Helm. We'll be speaking with Cooper next week about Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo, which will be at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. And McNeese's Department of Performing Arts will present a free guest artist recital featuring Bocal Adrenaline, a double reed rock band, Friday, January 25th in Ralph Squires Recital Hall. You can find out more by calling the Department of Performing Arts. And at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on the 25th, jazz singer and songwriter Claudia Acuña will be performing 7:30. For more information or tickets, you can go to the Acadiana Center for the Arts website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by KRVS's website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can listen to podcasts of many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the individual program, locally produced program that you love. You can listen to archived programs there or download one for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS securely at our website. If you love KRVS, love the programs, please consider making a gift at krvs.org or donate a car, a boat, a truck, or an RV. All that information is at our website. And stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock on Thursdays, it's Ira Glass's This American Life. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, locally produced Franco Mix with Val Broussard Boston. And at 10, Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.